Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all of Fishing Boats at Sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Woo, what a beautiful weekend it was this last weekend. My goodness, my goodness. We didn't get out and do too much, just little stuff around the house and everything. We were watching The Little Prince. So we had a little bit of fun with him out there and everything. But on Sunday, that's right, we made sure and went to the last Concert in the Park series. That's right. They had the Catch in the Wave, the tribute to the Beach Boys. And that was fantastic. Really, what a way to end the whole season. We, this year, did all kinds of stuff, including the fire. We weren't able to make it out there. And I'll tell you what, it was really nice to catch the last one. And it was the tribute to the Beach Boys. That's fantastic. Great music all around. Saw a bunch of people there. It actually was really, really crowded. It was a beautiful day for it. So, hey, hopefully you were out there and you know what I'm talking about. And if you weren't, you missed it. And you'll have to wait till next year because they will be back. So, hey, but we had a great time there. And then we took a little break. The kids always come by because they got to pick up the Little Prince. But we didn't do a little dinner thing like we usually do this Sunday. But, hey, we're going to get back to the Sunday family fun day next weekend. And, hey, like I said, I'm going to get on with the show here. We got a lot to talk about. A couple PSAs coming over. Ray Gary is in the house there with us for a minute, talking about something they got going with the Vietnam vet. So, all right, let's get on with the show here. At the 101 Bar and Grill on Thursdays, they got line dancing and ladies' night. Wednesdays and Sundays is karaoke. And, of course, every Monday night, they got the steak special. And coming up here on the 7th, they've got the Teal Mace Band. And then on the 28th, they're going to have a Halloween party with costume contest. So that's at the 101 Bar and Grill. Catalyst Seafood, they've got the world's longest happy hour. Sunday through Thursday, the happy hour is from 2 to 6 p.m. And you can call them for a music lineup. But coming up on the 7th, they've got Frankie C. That's at Catalyst Seafood. Checo Brewing, where they got something going on all the time. We've got on the 28th, Frankie C. On the 29th, Rap Brush. And on the 30th, Lon Goddard. And then coming up a couple weeks out here, we got on the 5th, Frankie C. On the 6th, Rap Brush. And on the 7th, Lon Goddard. That's right, at the Checo Brewing. And then the Rivers Inn Sports Bar, where they got something going on every day of the week. We got Monday Free Pool. Tuesday is Tamale Tuesday and Karaoke. Wednesday is 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday is Karaoke. Friday is DJ Night. Saturday is the People's Choice. And, of course, Sunday is NFL action and all kinds of sports. It's a sports bar, after all, and they've got several TVs there playing all kinds of stuff. So that's what's happening at, let me see, and they've got a Halloween party coming up, too. That's right. Might as well get a couple of those going out there. Yeah, on the 27th, they've got the Halloween party going at 8 o'clock, the Rivers Inn Sports Bar. And then we go down to Sebastian's Bar and Grill, and you've got Gil Kirk, Tickling the Ivories, Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. for your dining pleasure. That's at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. And then sliding over to Vista Pub. Coming up on the 29th, we've got Rocky Talent. And then on the October 13th, Burning Guitars. On the 20th, Frankie C. And on the 28th, Noah Dirksen. That's what's happening at the Vista Pub. And then, of course, if you're out of town, you head into the Laughing Clam there in Grants Pass. And they've got music on Fridays, 7 to 10, and Saturdays, 6 to 9. And on the 29th, they've got Barrel House. On the 30th, Steve Kime. October 6th, they've got Broadway Phil and the Shouters. And then on the 7th, Over the Moon. And that's what's happening at the Laughing Clam. Let's see, we go down into beautiful CC by the Sea to the Inateca. And on the 29th, they've got a comedy night coming up. So that's what's happening at the Inateca. And let me see, we're going to go a little head out into the future here. And they've got on the 6th, October 6th, Frankie C. and the Spence Brothers are playing. On the 13th, Windy and High Tide. And on the 20th, Disturbing the Peace. And that's what's happening at the Inateca. And at Seaquake Brewing right around the corner, on the 30th, they've got Frankie C. And then October 7th, Bob and Al. On the 14th, Steve Berg. And on the 21st, Frankie C. Okay, and then I've got some guys. I hear Steve Harrington gives me his schedule, and what's happening with him is he got Wednesday and Friday nights at the Kuntai from 6 to 8 p.m., and then on the 14th, he is playing, October 14th, he'll be playing at the Checo Brewing. Let's see, Frankie C., he's Monday nights at the Kuntai, and then coming up, on the 14th, and the 28th, him and Troy Spence Jr. get together, and they have a little thing they call Night Moves, and that's going to be happening out at the Kuntai. And let's see, anything else out there? Yeah, oh yeah, he's going to be doing a little, on the 31st, he's going to be doing a little Seaview Senior Care Happy Hour, so that's going to be happening at the Seaview. That's Frankie C. And Rap Brush. Let's see, October 3rd and 24th, and I believe, 30th, he's going to be at the Kuntai. And then on the 6th and 27th, he'll be at Checo Brewing. So that's for Rap Brush. All right. Yeah, you know, if you're a musician in this town or a band and you've got a schedule that you want to get to me, all you got to do is send it to CaptainCurry1@hotmail.com. And I'll get it on the air here and in the paper if you send it on time. The third Friday of the month is deadline. So there you go. That's CaptainCurry, @hotmail.com. Okay. Well, hey, we have a special guest in the house here, Ray Gary, and he's got a little PSA action going on here. What do you got there, Ray?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you this morning, Bruce, about a program that some of us are putting together for KCIW. We're going to be doing a radio documentary about the Vietnam War. And while we are going to cover things like the history, how we got into it, how it started, and why we stayed so long and all that kind of stuff in our first program, after that we want to leave the politics and that type of thing and go on primarily to the human aspect of the war. We want to talk to veterans, of course, male and female, how you felt then, what do you feel now. We want to try to interview some wounded veterans, maybe some veterans that were affected by Agent Orange, and other people who were there as non-military people. There were the young ladies that we affectionately referred to as donut dollies. The ladies from the Red Cross who brought us donuts.
Oh, okay.
Brought us donuts and beer on a regular occasion, and they kept them in little compounds on the base, surrounded by Constantino wire. We always knew where the donut dollies were staying. We'll talk about PTSD. What is it? I'm looking for an expert in that field, actually, somebody who maybe treats or in some way works with the victims. Maybe we could talk to a victim or two, the families of those victims. We'd like to talk to, if we can find some Vietnamese citizens, some Vietnamese nationals who are either soldiers or not soldiers, but are, in fact, old enough to remember what it was like to have two armies walking through your backyard on a regular basis. Another thing we'd like to cover is something you don't hear about a whole lot is the people that stayed home. I can remember never really giving a whole lot of thought to what my wife was thinking, what my mother was thinking, or my brother or sister. What was it like to sit home and count 365 days while Johnny went off to war? We'd like to talk to protesters, supporters, and we'd also like to talk to anybody who has some information that they feel they'd like to add to the show, even if they don't want to be on the radio. A lot of people would be shy about that. Contact us anyway. And we would like to talk to you and find out what it is you have to say, what your feelings are, what you think.
So you're basically looking for anybody that was involved in one way or another with the Vietnam War, whether they were there as soldiers or at home or on the Vietnamese themselves and everything. So you're making a call out. Who do they contact?
Okay, they can contact us at kciw.org. And I don't know the address, the mail address.
Oh, well, if they get on there, they can get the mail address. But
well,
that's where contact is.
Assuming there's somebody hiding out in the woods listening to this on a transistor radio and they don't have a computer, we have a snail mail address too. But.
Okay, so if you want to go ahead and get hold of KCIW through the mail here, you can send it to P.O. Box 565, Brookings, Oregon, 97415. There you go. So that's what you do if you're interested in helping out with this show they're doing on the Vietnam War. If you were there, you know, if if you knew somebody was there, protesters, all the, you're hitting all the angles of it there. Okay. So they want to make a pretty good little documentary here on it, the subject. Very good. So, well, thanks, Ray.
Hey, good. Thank you.
Parlez-vous français? That's right. Conversational French is happening Wednesdays, 1 p.m. at the CHETCO Activity Center. Now, the group is free to members of the CHETCO Activity Center, and you can get a membership for a year for $15 or a lifetime membership for $150. This is led and facilitated by a native French speaker with 14 years teaching experience at a university. This is at the CHETCO Activity Center, located at 550 CHETCO Lane. You can call 541-469-6822 for more info on that. Okay, we got Talking Books at the CHETCO Community Library happening Tuesday, October 3rd from 2 to 3 p.m. You can come hear Elke Bruton talk about what the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library offers for free to any Oregonian with a print imprint, including over 70,000 audiobooks, over 50 audio magazines, descriptive DVDs, and free apps for iOS and Android devices. So that's what's happening. Talking Books at the CHETCO Community Library, October 3rd from 2 to 3. The Kingston Trio. There you go. Haven't heard that name in a long time. That's a blast from the past group. Now, by looking at these guys, I'm going to say that, you know, they must be the sons or something, because I can't, I mean, how long have the Kingston Trio been around? These guys just, no. I'm going to say this, but they, I think it's the sons and stuff. I was trying to read something on it. But yeah, hey, they're doing a fun benefit, live in concert, the Kingston Trio, Tim, Josh, and Mike, October 6th at 7 p.m. It's $25 general admission, $45 reserve seats. That's at 541-247-4541. This is a New Wave Video and Wright's Custom Framing. You can pick up tickets, Gold Beach Books, McKay's Market, the Event Center, Circle K of Port Orford, and Langlois Market. All is where you can get tickets at. It's going to be at the Event Center on the beach at the Docia Suite Hall in Gold Beach. That's right. Great deal. That's the Kingston Trio coming to town. Hey, if it is the original guys, looking good, guys. That's all I got to say. Cool. That's great. Good music there. Okay, so the Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness presents Guitar for Veterans and Their Families. This is happening on October 10th, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Building, 810 H Street in Crescent City. Join them for another round of free of charge guitar classes with Dale Morgan. This is beginning October 8th, 10th, and the course will run for 12 weeks on Tuesdays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the fireside room of the VFW Hall. Call the office to register, 707-464-1336. This is brought to you by Nanaka's Arts for Veterans Program and is funded in part by Veterans Initiative in the Arts, a program of the California Arts Council, a state agency. All right, guitar for veterans and their families. All right, well, hey, you know what? Reba and Roy are coming to the Lucky Seven Casino. Well, it's Reba McEntire and Roy Orbison tribute show. That's right, starring Kimberly Hall as Reba McEntire and Brian McCullough as Roy Orbison. This is happening October 7th at 7 p.m. They have advanced tickets on sale now. Let's see, $35 early preferred seating, includes $20 promo play, or $25 general admission, includes $10 promo play. That's happening October 7th at 7 p.m. at Lucky 7 Casino, a Reba and Roy tribute show. All right. Going to that one. I hit him up and I said, hey, I'm giving you some love, man. You know, why don't you give me some tickets and I'll, you know, hook it up. So he said, yeah, I got some tickets for you. So, yeah, I love it. We're going to go see that. Okay. That ought to be good. I've actually seen Reba McEntire in real life. I saw her when I was out in Virginia. Yeah, worked backstage security. Oh, yeah, of course, this is the season. We got some haunted houses happening here. And, of course, CHETCO Pelican Players have theirs coming up. And this year's theme is Run Away With Us to the Circus. It's the 14th annual haunted house here. And it's going to be happening at the warehouse in Harbor, 16185 Highway 101. Right there on the corner of 101 South and Hoffelt Lane. Let me see. It's $10 per ticket. And, of course, they're not recommended for children 10 or under. Gets a little spooky in there. That starts October 20th. It's going to be October 20th through the 22nd. and then October 27th through the 31st. It's open from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the weekends and Halloween, and then 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and Sunday. So that's the Run Away With Us to the Circus Haunted House, brought to you by the Checo Pelican Players. All right. Let's see, if you need more info on that, you can call 541-469-1877 or visit them at www.checopelicanplayers.org. All right, another scary year. Whew, we're already here again. Let's see, the Brookings Harbor Community Theater is presenting Much Ado About Nothing, and this is going to be happening at the Checo Grange. Yes, right. The Brookings Harbor Community Theater is pleased to announce the production of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, directed by Courtney Pruden and co-directed by Scotty Oka. This show will be performed Fridays and Saturdays, September 29th and 30th, and October 6th and 7th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, October 1st at 2 p.m. The play will be performed by the BHCT actors at the Checo Grange and Harbor on the corner of Highway 101 and Shopping Center Avenue. So this is the story, comedic tale of Benedict, Beatrice, Claudio, and Hero. Benedict and Beatrice are tricked into confessing love for each other, and Claudio is tricked into rejecting Hero at the altar on the false belief that she has been unfaithful. So there you go. And then Benedict and Beatrice join forces to set things right as the others join a dance celebrating the marriage of the two couples. So it's a comedy written by William Shakespeare and is thought to have been written around 1598 and 1599. And it still gets them into the playhouses, folks. So if you want to go see Much Ado About Nothing, tickets are available at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings and a New Wave Video in Harbor. The cost is $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and students, and $5 for children 5 and under. For questions or more information, please call 541-251-0286 or visit their website at bhcttheater.org. Okay, so that's Much Ado About Nothing. Yeah, I think kids under 5 might miss that one. You know, they might miss a few things in that one. Okay, hey, we got another Elk Valley Casino's Got Single in the City going to be happening here. That's right. The Elk Valley Casino is hosting their first ever Bachelorette auction to support freestyle competitive cheer featuring MC Eric Apperson. So come have a few drinks with friends and enjoy the fun. They will have a group of wonderful men and women who will be auctioned off along with a dinner for two. You can bid on a date or cheer on your singles friends as they bid. VIP will start at 6. You'll get to mingle with the bachelors and bachelorettes, enjoy some appetizers, and have special seating. Auction will start at 7. VIP tickets are $20. There's a $10 cover charge for those who are not VIP. There will be a door prizes and games. So there you go. That's Single in the City at the Elk Valley Casino. Coming up October 14th at 7 p.m. All right. Moving right along. We got a little Checo activity going on. Like usually, they've got those Thursday dinners going on. Thursday dinners and bingo. It started September 7th and is going all the way to November 16th. This is from 5 to 7 p.m. at 550 Checo Lane. They have a $10 dinner with a different menu every week. There's baked goods available for sale, bingo for fun and prizes. There's a drawing for a 2018 membership each Thursday. Tickets are $1 each or 12 for 10. Remaining tickets for each Thursday's drawing will be eligible for a grand prize of a lifetime membership. And that will be happening at the Thanksgiving dinner fundraiser. So there you go. Bingo and dinner at the Checo Activity Center. All right. Every Thursday. They're celebrating the 30th anniversary. That's great. So they got Medicare 101 happening at the Checo Activity Center. That's Friday, October 13th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Medicare starts at age 65. The open enrollment is October 15th and goes all the way through December 7th. So know your deadlines for enrolling to avoid late enrollment penalties. Okay, the Checo Activity Center is having that one on the 13th. There's also one on Thursday, October 12th at the Checo Public Library from 10 to 12 p.m. So please reserve your spot now by calling 541-469-6822. That's Medicare 101. Hey, the Pistol River Concert Series is presenting Jeff Scroggins in Colorado. That's happening October 14th at 8 p.m. This is a five-piece high-energy bluegrass band. All right. And they come from the state of Colorado. That makes sense with the name. Okay, so you get tickets available at Wright's Custom Framing and Gold Beach Books, and reservations can be made by phoning 541-247-2848. That's the Pistol River Concert Series. All right, a little bluegrass action going on. Okay, we got a Sea Cruise dinner happening here at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds. They're hosting this year's Sea Cruise Dinner and Dance on Saturday, October 7th. It's a $25 per ticket. Let's see, dinner is 6 to 7 p.m., $15 for just a dinner ticket. And then the dance is 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. So that's, and it's $10 for just a dance ticket. And this is featuring the California Dreamin' Band. For more information, you can call 707-464-9556 or 800-350-9556. That's Del Norte County Fairgrounds, Sea Cruise. All right. Well, there's another haunted house going to be happening. That's going to be down in Crescent City, and it's going to be David's Haunted Manor. This is presented by the Friends of the Harbor, October 20th through 22nd and 27th through the 31st. This is from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Let's see, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., small scares for kids, 10 and under. 7 p.m., the big scares begin. Okay, so the admission is $5 for under 12 and $10 for 12 plus. This is at 229 Citizen Dock Road, the old, Old England Marine Building. All right, so, and you can get tickets available at the Del Norte Office Supply. So David's Haunted Manor. All right, he's looking kind of creepy there. Gee. Yeah, it's a wild looking poster. Okay, so let me see. Okay, so hey, this is the last weekend for Tennessee Williams, the Glass Menagerie, brought to you by the Checo Pelican Players. It is Monday, and it's starting to affect me now, apparently. The performance are at 7:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and they have 2 o'clock matinees on Sundays. So, yeah, that's happening this last weekend coming up, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So very cool. Let me see. You can get tickets. Are $12 for adults and $6 for students and may be purchased at the Checo Playhouse, Wright's Custom Framing, and New Wave Video in Harbor. Doors open 45 minutes before showtime. For reservations or more information, call 541-469-1877 or visit www.checopelicanplayers.org. Okay, let's see. There is also a Medicare. Okay, the Checo Activity Center is having that one on the 13th. There's also one on Thursday, October 12th at the Checo Public Library from 10 to 12 p.m. Okay, the Medicare 101. All right. Let's see. Del Norte County Library is presenting Open Mic Night. This is going to be happening this Thursday on September 28th. This is at the Del Norte County Library from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Come down and enjoy Open Mic Night. This is in partnership with the Del Norte Reads, Del Norte County Library, and SEIU Local 2015. So let's see, every fourth Thursday, it's at 7 p.m. That's at the Del Norte County Library. And we're getting ready for the last community shoe bank, formerly known as the Brookings Harbor Shoe Exchange. There's one more day left. Yeah, October 7th from 1 to 3 p.m. It's at the Brookings Elks Lodge, lower level. You can donations can be received at any time, and make sure donations are in good conditions, please. Let's see, you can deposit there at the bins at the lower level of the Elks. Any questions, you can contact Linda at 541-469-9850. Yeah, the Community Shoe Bank. Let's see, they got the coming up this weekend is their third annual Stretch Your Mutt. It's going to be hosted by the Wild Rivers Animal Rescue up there in Gold Beach at 29844 Ellensburg Avenue. Let's see, at 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 30th. The third annual Strut Your Mutt is here. Strut Your Mutt is a sponsored dog walk to support Wild Rivers Animal Rescue. Join them for a dog walk followed by giveaways and snacks. You can bring along your adopted dog, your own dog, or you can even walk a shelter dog. This fun starts with registration at 10:30 a.m. at the pick of the litter, with their walk starting at 11 p.m. The first 50 participants will receive doggy bags with lots of neat gifts. In order to be a sponsored walker, please pick up your $10 ticket and pledge sheet at the shelter beforehand. Their top sponsored walker or walkers will receive a magnificent prize. I like the doggy bags. That was kind of funny. So that's happening this Saturday at the Wild Rivers Animal Rescue. Let's see, they got a drum circle going on for the vets and families as well. This is for the veterans of foreign wars at 810 H Street in Crescent City, Saturday, September 30th, coming up this weekend from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Join them for an hour-long, free-of-charge drum circle for veterans and their families, the second of six this year. Hand drums and percussion instruments will be provided if you want to get involved with it. And you can call the office to register, 707-464-1336. All right. And this is brought to you by Danaka's Arts for Veterans program. Okay, coming Saturday, October 7th. This is going along with the Sea Cruise dinner and all that good stuff. It's the Sea Cruise car show, but that's at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. down there at the Beachfront Park. And they will have live music going on there. The judging will be between 10 a.m. and noon. And the awards are announced at 3 p.m. There will be food and marketplace vendors open throughout the day. So that's the Sea Cruise car show going on Saturday, October 7th. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. or to noon. All right. Hey, just one more announcement before I go here. I just want to say that because we're about done here, the Insider Report. Here's going to get a little confusion here. My Magical Musical History Tour, the new one starts on Sundays, basically, is when they put the new one on. And it runs for the whole until the next Saturday. Now, the Insider Report is we tape on Mondays, and it starts on Wednesday. So like Monday and Tuesday, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be hearing me talking about the last week's Magical Musical History Tour. But in reality, yeah, it's the new one, which I post and all that good stuff. So just in case there's a little confusion, that's why. It's the way things are programmed, how things go, are taped and all that good stuff. But yeah, that's it. I got no more. Just want to let it, I put that on just in case anybody was wondering list. That's right. So, hey, I want to thank y'all for tuning into the show this week. And yeah, I want to remind you to listen to the other shows afterwards. We've got all kinds of cool shows on the little station that could, KCIWLP, 100.7 FM on your radio dial. And you can go to kciw.org if you want to, check out some other cool shows that are going on there. I mean, there's podcasts, including the Insider Report. Not all the shows that are on the radio station are on the podcast, though, but some of them are. So there you go. You can check out the schedule there. Go listen to some of those at your leisure anytime you like. Or you can see the days and times for all your favorite shows, including the Magical Musical History Tour, which this week is featuring Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty himself, the games people play, all that good stuff. Oh, yeah. So, hey, make sure you check that out, and you can get on. Like I said, you can go to the schedule at kciw.org for days and times for that show as well. So, hey, until next week, this is Bruce Slowhand Ellis signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get, and hey, I'll see you out there. Bam! There we go. Tom gave a bam. Thank you. Yeah.